the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. USDA's Economic Research Service reports the ongoing Western drought is the most extreme in the region since 2000. As of September 19th, the U.S. Drought Monitor classified more than 18% of the land in the Western states as experiencing extreme or exceptional drought. In July, more than 32% of land was in those categories. Drought conditions in the Western states gradually subsided in the later months of 2021, but began intensifying again during the first half of 2022. USDA data shows insured acres of specialty crops vary widely across specific crop types. With cherries as an example, crop insurance is available for cherry growers who operate in counties with a higher number of cherry acres. Because of this, farmers used federal crop insurance to cover about 65% of all cherry acres. For some crops, however, federal risk management programs covered only a small portion of acreage. The National Agricultural Statistics Service and the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture celebrate 50 years of working together. The partnership provides timely, accurate, and useful statistics in service to U.S. agriculture. NASS and NASD celebrate their anniversary during the NASD annual meeting last week in Saratoga Springs, New York. The partnership allows NASD staff to focus on data collection, while NASS staff concentrates on survey integrity and data analysis. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.